Are there easy ways to encourage my customers to come back? Are there inexpensive ways to help my customers remember us? Well, good day and welcome to the Keystone HDC podcast number 32. My name is Jerry McPherson, and in today's podcast, we're going to look at some ways you can reward your customers and increase their loyalty. So let's jump right into it. You want to build rapport with your customers. And by that, I mean get to know your customers personally. To do this, you have to be visible in your property. If you build rapport, you can build trust. And if you have trust, it's easier to find out what your customers are thinking and to upsell. It's important to be friendly, but don't be intrusive. Get as much feedback from your customers as possible by talking to them every chance you get. Listen to the good and the bad. Analyze it, learn from it, and then act on it. This is important whether you agree with it or not. Do things of high value, but of low cost for your customers. When you do something unexpected, customers will remember, and it'll give them a reason to talk about it. You want to build your customer base, so ask for referrals. If your customers are happy with what you offer, they'll be more than happy to share this information with their friends. An idea might be to create a simple referral form that you can attach to the guest's bill. It's all right to offer incentives if they give you names. Send thank you notes to all your customers after their stay. This will give them another way to remember you. Offer your guests free upgrades when available. By giving people a taste of your best offers, services, and products, you can encourage them to upgrade at their own expense next time around. Doing this is also a wonderful way to get testimonials and referrals. Offer gift vouchers. They can be sold right at your property or online. They're also a great way to increase your cash flow. Give your customers choice. Now, you don't have to have a zillion different options, but a few can make a huge difference. For example, offer a choice of rooms, upgrade choices, and the ability to extend checkout times. If you have a dining area, mix and match the menu or offer different portion sizes. Now, you might be thinking, I have systems and standards in place. And that is important, but it's okay to be flexible. Don't be bound by the rules at the expense of your guests' needs. A growing number of people have food allergies and intolerances. Have a procedure in place to find this out ahead of time and cater for these special diets and needs. The chances of them staying with you to eat instead of going elsewhere will greatly increase. Okay, that was a look at a few ways you can reward your customers. Music for this podcast can be found at danosong.com. If you have any interesting stories about rewarding your customers and would like to share, or have any questions or feedback, you can leave them in the comments section of the show notes. A PDF of each episode can also be found in the show notes at our website at keystonehospitalitydevelopment.com and click blog, or go directly to keystonehospitalitydevelopment.com/blog. Let's continue to work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day. And by that, I mean get to know your customer. It's important to be in friendly services or and. Okay, that was a look at a few ways you can record. You freaking serious?